This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. I'm talking today with Matt Wolf, who's brilliant from RSM. We're going to talk about inflation and interest rate supply chains. You know, inflation just came in today. We're talking on Thursday, March 10th, at its highest rate in 40 years, 7.9% annualized. Supply chain still has all kinds of challenges. Interest rates are going up. Fed Chairman Powell is raising them for sure a quarter point next week or so. What does this mean for private equity investing? Does it have any, what are the implications for private equity investing of seeing this fight against inflation sort of take a little bit more center stage as interest rates go up a little bit to bring hopefully inflation down a little bit and hoping that supply chain starts to work as well? What does this mean from a private equity perspective?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think the coming interest rate hikes are certainly a concern. You know, we see that there's still a number of hikes that are being forecast into the future, which will kind of dampen the lending environment. You know, I think that we're still going to see a ton of money sloshing around for deals. You know, but broader from a macroeconomic perspective, the inflation print today was interesting because, like, around kind of the economics chats and Bloomberg that I pay attention to, you know, people were kind of referring to it as a dead print, right? We've seen such a shock in prices recently that, you know, this print is too much in the rearview mirror already to even be of use when forecasting. So we really are heading into an uncertainty. You know, the Fed has long ago abandoned its description of this inflation environment as transitory, but I think you alluded to this correctly, Scott, in that we are still facing supply chain issues. We're still seeing, you know, shipping is still incredibly expensive. There are a lot of boats that are, you know, they're still waiting in the port. Some of the numbers even there can be kind of misleading, I think, in terms of what the true backlog is. You know, it was very easy, or relatively easy, to shut down supply when the pandemic hit. And now that at least some parts of the country are coming back online, demand has returned, at least in some cases, you know, those same suppliers are maybe a little hesitant to fully come back online, waiting for news on the next strain of COVID or the next uncertainty, whatever's going on in the geopolitical world. There's a lot of uncertainty there. So we've seen that supply come back online much, much slower. And it's really, from a private equity perspective, you know, that's a long way of saying there still remains a lot of uncertainty. The interest rate environment is going to continue to increase. No, go ahead.
No, but it's absolutely fascinating. It really is, because to your point, when everything's gone up the last couple of years, as a private equity fund, everybody as an investor, as a retail investor, as a private equity fund, everybody felt like a genius. When now things get a lot tougher and a lot more challenging, many of us feel like, look, we have to do it up 27% last year. If we were in it, we did fine with it. It's now down 15, 17% this year. So as much as we wrote it up, it's writing back down. Will this create opportunities as assets reprice a little bit for private equity funds to invest? And will it start to, you know, there's an old, you know, Warren Buffett, Charlie Munger phrase of when the tide comes in, you really know who's wearing pants or not. Will this start to show who are truly better operators, investors than others as the climate gets a little more complicated?
Absolutely. I think, you know, if you're looking to buy, this will definitely help reduce, at least across some sectors, the froth in multiples that we've seen, and that can definitely be helpful for buyers. I think if you're looking to sell, a lot of the sponsors I work with and talk to, I know they're maybe pushing back some plans, but you know that within every challenge there's an opportunity, right? So if you were looking to exit and ride that wave and that you might have missed some of the timing, now's a great opportunity to focus again on those operations, streamline things even further, and prepare yourself to ride the next wave. Because, you know, the the tide comes in and out, right? So great time if you're a buyer in certain sectors. If you're a seller, it's a good time to just focus on the portfolio, perhaps.
Yeah, no, it's a fascinating perspective because it really is. Are you liquid going into these times where the market comes down a little bit? Are you liquid when there's more opportunities so you've got chances to go at it? In contrast, if you're an operator and things get tougher, hopefully you weren't so over-leveraged during that period of time.
Absolutely. And I think that's what we're going to continue to see, I think, over the next period of time, is that it seems that we've been hit with so many kind of black swan events over the past several years that it's truly mind-boggling. And we're going to see a lot of sponsors and other investors react to that through lower leverage, nimbler balance sheets, because that's really probably the best way that you can prepare for this uncertainty is to be in a financial position that maximizes your options, right? You know, 10 years ago, it wouldn't have given you the kind of upside leverage you would like to kind of leverage your returns and profits and all that. But I think we'll see more and more sponsors create a little bit of that potentially high leverage upside for more options and more kind of a sustainable balance sheet that gives them more options in the face of uncertainty.
It is really a fascinating discussion that really puts different people that are more conservative financially versus more aggressive financially, different perspectives on it. More aggressive financial person would say, this is how we amplify returns. We have to leverage up. More conservative person, it scares. And probably the right answer is somewhere in between. And it differs sometimes actually optimal investing versus emotional investing are two very different things, even to an extent from private equity funds who really have to put money to work because they need the assets under management put to work. In any event, Matt Wolf, always a pleasure to visit with you. Thank you so much for joining us today on the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Just a complete pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott.